Hi, I'm Anne Musico, and I want to welcome you again to this week's episode of the 3D Living Podcast. Today, I want to continue with a brief overview of seeds and their many health benefits. Who hasn't seen a baseball player with a mouthful of sunflower seeds? While I prefer mine already shelled, they're definitely on to something. I'm going to talk about sunflower, pumpkin, sesame, chia, and flax seeds today. And the one constant that they all have is that they are all high in essential fatty acids, since they are all very good sources of healthy fats. So keep that in mind as we get into the specific benefits of each one. Let's begin with sunflower seeds. Just a quarter cup of these seeds is enough to make up for about 90% of your daily requirements of vitamin E, a potent antioxidant. Among its other benefits, vitamin E reduces chances of developing asthma, rheumatoid arthritis, colon cancer, and cardiovascular disease. These seeds are excellent sources of amino acids and minerals, including magnesium, potassium, copper, iron, zinc, and calcium, and they also aid your body in the production of selenium, which is very important in preventing cell damage and cancer. They contain phytosterols, which help in maintaining healthy cholesterol levels, and they're a rich source of fiber. They're also excellent sources of vitamin B6 and folate, which are critical for healthy cell growth and reproduction. One of the most interesting and important health benefits of sunflower seeds is that they're high in the amino acid tryptophan, which helps your body to produce serotonin. That has a calming effect on the nerves and relieves tension and almost all forms of depression. A quarter cup of raw sunflower seeds have about 140 or 150 calories, 3 grams of fiber, 6 grams of protein, and 11 grams of healthy fat. Besides providing almost all the vitamin E you need in a day, you also get 13% of your daily iron and 10% of your daily zinc requirements met. These are a delicious, crunchy addition to a daily green salad. Pumpkin seeds are next. They contain high amounts of trace minerals like magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, which are important for brain health and development, as well as being good sources of iron, copper, zinc, and protein. Pumpkin seeds contain more than 265 milligrams of phytosterols for every 100 grams of the seeds. And this, of course, again, helps reduce cholesterol levels. Recent studies suggest that pumpkin seeds can help those who are suffering from arthritis or other chronic conditions where inflammation is a problem. Animal studies showed that these seeds had similar anti-inflammatory effect as a certain non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medicine. They offered similar pain reduction, but without the adverse side effects. Pumpkin seeds are an especially good source of zinc, which helps improve bone density and also prostate health. The minerals they contain can also help promote brain health and prevent kidney stones. You can meet almost your entire daily magnesium requirement with just 1/4 cup, as well as B vitamins, protein, and fiber. Sesame seeds are next. They're especially rich in the monounsaturated fatty acid oleic acid, which helps to lower LDL, or bad cholesterol, and increase HDL, or good cholesterol. These seeds are also a very good source of dietary calcium. They provide also about 18 grams of protein for every 100 grams of the seeds. Let's get back to calcium for a second. 1 tablespoon of sesame seeds provide 87.8 milligrams of calcium. And to show you just how great that is, 1 cup of non-fat milk has 316 milligrams of calcium. So they are really an excellent concentrated source. They also enhance GABA, G-A-B-A activity inside the brain, which helps reduce anxiety. Tahini, which is called the butter of the Middle East, is a delicious, smooth, creamy paste that's made of toasted, ground hulled sesame seeds, and it's a very common ingredient in Middle Eastern cooking. You may not be familiar with chia seeds, but this is one seed you should consider getting to know better. They are a truly nutrient-dense superfood. One tablespoon provides both soluble and insoluble fiber, protein, vitamins, minerals, and healthy fat. When they come in contact with any liquid, whether it's water, juice, yogurt, they expand to 9 times their size. This slows absorption of carbohydrates and controls your appetite. You feel full when you have chia seeds. They also have a glycemic index of 1, so they're excellent for diabetics. They don't need to be cooked or ground before you use them, and they make anything that you bake healthier. I put them in my oatmeal, muffins, and smoothies. Flax seeds are an excellent source of omega-3 fatty acids, vitamins including E and B complex, as well as minerals. They also have excellent anti-inflammatory properties that lower the risk of coronary artery disease, stroke, breast, colon, and prostate cancers. They contain lignans, which are a type of phytoestrogen that has antioxidant and cancer preventive properties. To get the most value from flax seeds, it is best to grind them in a coffee grinder before using. Otherwise, they will pass through your body undigested. I always put a scoop or two in my smoothies, as well as in my high-protein muffins. You can also add a tablespoon to your hot or cold breakfast cereal, to mayonnaise or mustard when you're making a sandwich, or into a container of yogurt or any baked goods. I really do hope that you have enjoyed the podcast today on seeds, and I hope you'll consider including some healthy seeds in your daily meals. Until next week, this is Ann Musico, and I wish you a healthy and blessed week.